Pleased to be joined by Jack Farrell in our weekly wine check. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, very good. Lovely morning.
Yes, going to be a nice day. And preceding tomorrow, which isn't going to be such a nice day. But I digress. I thought I would talk first about what you do with all those hard-boiled eggs, those colored eggs you have. Well, they have a lot of uses to start with. They can be the centerpiece on your dining room table. You can use them as name cards for guests if you're having them, or people who are already there. Or you can have an egg roll, although tomorrow is going to be kind of cold for an egg hunt. But the best thing, of course, is to make egg salad out of it. The second best thing is deviled eggs. And don't forget, hard-boiled eggs are a great add to any salad. For example, potato salad, niçoise salad, regular greens, ham salad. They all are enhanced greatly by adding chopped hard-boiled eggs to it. You can make a breakfast casserole out of them. Creamed eggs on toast. Or how about a springtime pea salad where you put peas, cheddar cheese, pimentos, a little bit of potatoes, and then a bunch of chopped eggs in it. Just great. You can pickle your own eggs. An avocado goes very well with egg salad. In fact, an avocado stuffed with egg salad can be a wonderful lunch treat. They also make great hors d'oeuvres. You can make soy eggs, which is one of my favorite things. It's so simple to do. It's soy sauce, garlic, hot chilies, a little rice wine, and you put the eggs in them and let them sit in there for, several hours, and then take them out, and you've got these wonderful soy eggs. And, of course, I think my all-time favorite with hard-cooked eggs is hard-boiled egg dressing. You take a chopped pickle, a third of a cup of olive oil, quarter cup of vinegar, a tablespoon of Dijon mustard, and three hard-boiled eggs that have been finely chopped or grated. Mix that all together, and it goes on anything. It goes great on vegetables. It goes great on meats. It goes great on a salad. Once again, I'll repeat it. It's a chopped pickle, a third a cup of olive oil, a quarter cup of any kind of vinegar, a tablespoon of Dijon mustard, and then three hard-boiled eggs that have been grated or chopped up very finely. And it's just absolutely a terrific dressing. It's my hard-boiled egg dressing, and it goes, as I said, on anything. Of course, if you're having asparagus, you can always put a little chopped egg on the top of the asparagus when you present it. It looks nice and makes the asparagus taste that much better. Any grated eggs on top of pasta also is a great thing. Say you're having fettuccine Alfredo. Grate a couple of eggs on the top. You'll be surprised at how it enhances the flavor. If you're Southern and have grits, hard-cooked eggs and grits are just absolutely terrific. And then you can have a breakfast egg salad, which we do at home very often, which is just hard-cooked eggs, olive oil, coarse salt and pepper, and chop that all up and serve it atop of any vegetables or even a toasted rusk of bread. Now, the most important thing for me to talk about today is what kind of wines you should have with your Easter feast. And, of course, stay in place. Sip, S-I-P, sip wine. Why not? Ham is, of course, a very, very popular dish to have at Easter. And with ham, I don't think there's anything in the world that's better than a good German Riesling. You don't need to buy a real expensive wine. Just the straight Riesling from different houses is awfully good, and it goes so well with ham. And, you know, when you cook your ham, a glazed ham is really terrific. And I've got a glaze that I like to use. It's a cup of brown sugar, a quarter cup of mustard, and three tablespoons of vinegar. You mix that all together and glaze the ham the last half hour of cooking with that mustard sugar mixture. Again, it's a cup of brown sugar, a quarter cup of mustard. I use Dijon. You could use aloe if you like. And then three tablespoons of vinegar. Mix that all up and put it atop the ham, and it is so delicious. And ham looks very pretty, too, if you put those pineapple rings on and stick a maraschino cherry in the middle of it. It's just terrific. And if you're having ham, you know, you can buy those pre-sliced round hams. They're pre-made. And the slices are about an eighth of an inch thick. And if you put those in the oven and put a pineapple slice, a ring of pineapple and a maraschino cherry in each one of them, and then put them in a nice baking dish. You can put that on the table. It looks very, very pretty, and it is delicious. Pineapple just seems to go very, very well with ham. And, of course, my favorite in Easter is lamb. And you can have lamb with almost any kind, crown roast of lamb, rack of lamb, roast of lamb, butterfly leg of lamb, stuffed leg of lamb. If the lamb is boned, you can stuff it in. We used to do a balloon. We'd stuff it with rice and mint and then tie it together and bake it. It was terrific. And then, of course, lamb shanks. Well, what kind of wine should you have with lamb? In my opinion, nothing is better than Bordeaux. Bordeaux just seems to call for lamb, in my opinion. And there's a good one called Malmaison. It comes from the Benjamin Rothschild family, which they're the richest of all the Rothschilds, even though the other Rothschilds own Lafitte and Mouton. But their flagship is Clark, and their inexpensive wine is Malmaison, and it's a terrific bottle wine. It's around $20 a bottle, and it would be great. If failing that, you could have a California Cabernet. One of my favorites is Fog Mountain. It's only about $12, $13 a bottle, and it would be delicious with lamb. Of course, if you're going to have something else, some people have chicken. Chicken, Chardonnays go very, very well with chicken. And there's one out called Tobias, and it's made by Rick Foreman's son, Toby, thus the name Tobias. It's a modestly priced Chardonnay, and it would be just perfect with roast chicken. Of course, if you're having salmon, Pinot Noir is my all-time favorite for salmon, and there's good reason for that. The marriage was indeed made in heaven. That salmon seems to lend itself to Pinot Noir, and a good Oregon Pinot Noir, such as Second Growth, would be in order, or something from California or from Burgundy. For example, Boisset makes a great Pinot Noir that's very modestly priced. And don't forget that recipe. I got several comments from different people on the maple syrup recipe. It's three parts maple syrup, one part soy sauce, and you can baste the salmon in that or marinate the salmon in that and then cook it. You can either grill it or bake it in the oven. It's three parts maple syrup, one part soy sauce, and it enhances the flavor of that salmon just beautifully. You'll be just absolutely delighted with it. You know, the hard thing, a lot of people are going to have asparagus because asparagus really shouts springtime. That's very, very hard to marry wine with. There's not many things. Artichokes and asparagus are two things that usually fight wine. But, again, if you put the little chopped egg on top of the asparagus, that cuts it back and makes it more wine-friendly, in my opinion. And, of course, carrots in the springtime are great, too. Oven-roasted carrots with a little glaze on them are absolutely delicious. And, of course, everyone has something, potato au gratin or scalloped potatoes, etc. And those are just, I think, shout Easter. And they're very wine-friendly. Almost every wine goes with au gratin or scalloped potatoes. It's like cheese. There's some that go better, but in the overall scope of things, almost any wine will go very, very well with potatoes au gratin or your favorite scalloped potatoes. If you're having an Easter brunch, Bloody Marys are, of course, always fun. And one of my favorite is the easiest to mix. You take a vodka that's been flavored with hot pepper and add it to Mr. and Mrs. T Bloody Mary mix, and you get as good a Bloody Mary as somebody who spends hours concocting different things in their Bloody Mary. It's just simple. Mr. and Mrs. T, and then a vodka, any of the vodkas with that are flavored with jalapeno peppers makes a pretty good Bloody Mary. Of course, there's mimosas, and if you're making mimosas or another one as good as cranberry juice and sparkling wine, half and half, like a Cabernet Fog Mountains, with lamb is just terrific. And another wine that's good with lamb or beef is Rioja from Spain. And usually you can get a Rioja very, very reasonable priced. And they really are a dazzling wine. Some morning we'll just talk about nothing but Rioja. But years ago when I was more into tastings than I am today, the last wine I would always pull out in a bag so no one knew what it was, and it would be a Rioja. And everybody would think and guess it to be a great Bordeaux, etc., but it was always a very simple Rioja from that part of Spain. And I'm telling you, it's a great wine to have if you're going to have beef or lamb. It's almost as good as Bordeaux with lamb. Riojas, they're overlooked and underpriced, which is a good combination. Of course, if you're going to have a spring salad, peas come to mind. And believe it or not, the frozen peas are probably as good, because they're flash frozen, as fresh peas when they're thawed out. So you can add frozen peas to anything. And, you know, if you're going to have, for example, a fruit salad for brunch, another marinade of mine that's just a no-brainer is you take a half a cup of Cointreau, a quarter cup of lemon juice, a quarter cup of orange juice, maybe some orange zest or lemon zest, a couple tablespoons. Put the fruit in it for a couple hours, and boy, it has a fabulous taste. That Cointreau is nothing more than orange liqueur. And that orange liqueur, coupled with a little lemon juice and a little orange juice with some orange or lemon zest, will just enhance and make that fruit salad seem terribly continental and quite delicious. Of course, a lot of people have different things for brunch. Hash is popular. Beef hash or salmon hash are all terrific things. And I would use the same guidelines in pairing those with wine as we did with the salmon and the roast beef. So,
well, Jack, I'm so hungry. All of these things sound wonderful, and I'm sure the great folks at Haskell's would help folks find an appropriate bottle of wine.
Indeed. They can't cook the meal for you, but they can make the meal for you. And Haskell's folks love to talk about wine. They love to help you pair your holiday meal with the right wine, and best of all, they're going to put you in touch with a wine that will not break the bank. It'll be very affordable. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. There's Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Haskell's down in Faribault right off of 35. Our super cellar in Maple Grove is not to be missed. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking. There's a Haskell's in Plymouth, St. Paul, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver. And, incidentally, we will be closed on Easter so our employees can enjoy the holiday with their families. So, everybody, stay safe. We're thinking about you at Haskell's.
Well, Jack, always great, and so many wonderful recipes, and I can't help but think of deviled eggs. My wife makes a great deviled egg with a hint of horseradish in it. She really has them down pat.
They are my favorite. I don't think I ever met a deviled egg, no matter who made it. It just didn't strike me whether it had bacon in it or ham in it or horseradish. Sure. They are absolutely the best.
Well,
and they
have
great hors d'oeuvre, and they're a great little starter for dinner, too, incidentally.
Absolutely. Wonderful deviled eggs. Have a great
Amen.
Day, Jack. Thanks.
You too. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Jack Farrell. Our weekly wine chat, of course, a Saturday morning tradition here on News Talk, A3O, WCCO.